Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Kelly Clarkson's divorce may be getting ugly. Kelly just got primary custody of her kids, and her ex is asking for millions. Multiple sources claim Brandon Blacksack is asking for $436,000. $1,000 a month in spousal support and child support, along with $2 million in attorney fees.
Jesus.
Now, Kelly filed for divorce from Brandon Black back in June, citing irreconcilable differences after nearly 7 years together. According to recent court docs filed on behalf of Kelly, the level of conflict between the parents has increased. The parties have a difficult time co-parenting due to issues of trust between them. So both Clarkson and Blacksack's attorneys could not be reached for comment.
Mo money, no problems.
Yeah.
Diddy said it correctly. You know what? I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. I have repeated myself 50,000 times. No matter how amicable someone says a divorce is, there's always going to be problems. Divorce is not easy. That's why it's a process. And by the way, I don't know who is turning this ugly, but you never really see somebody's true side until they have to fight for themselves.
Right.
So this is turning into a fight.
And the other thing is that when there's so many other people involved, like, I mean, here's the thing. It's not that Kelly and Brandon are communicating between the two of them and trying to work out something. They have lawyers on both sides where, you know, it just becomes a little bit more contentious because lawyers get involved and really start doing the communicating on behalf of you and are talking to you separately and are saying, well, this isn't fair. You should be getting this. This is what you deserve after. You know, it just becomes really hard to contain when you're trying to divorce somebody, as Justin said. It's just, unfortunately, no matter how good your intentions are, it just always seems to turn into this sort of like nasty feud. I just think the saddest part about it is literally at one point in time, these people were madly in love, wanted to have children together, live together, have a whole life together. And now to have to go through all of this heartache and headache for really at the end of the day, no reason.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
I mean,
well, and the number always like is so shocking to hear how much they're asking for. But then you just have to remember like how rich Kelly Clarkson is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's shocking to us average people. But I mean, the girl's got more coin than we can even acknowledge. So we may never know exactly what happened between the two. But Kelly did seem to drop a few hints on her show last week. Listen to this.
Oh,
I think you are that thing that my mom's been telling me since I was a kid. You know, you are who you surround yourself with. You want to make sure you're surrounded by people that also want to be the best versions of themselves and also, you know, want a good common goal for everyone, not just themselves, right? So it's been a really good lesson to, like, learn that, like, people, like, could be bad for you in a certain time. And I think that everybody just goes, oh, well, that means they're bad. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means, like, you're on different paths.
Okay. All right. Different paths. So,
yeah,
what do you...
I'll say. They are not on the same road. Not right now.
Yeah. I mean, back to the money situation. Do you think that he's going to receive more than $5 million a year if his request is granted?
In any negotiation, what's wrong with going in high? The worst they can tell you is no and come down lower.
But it always starts. You always go in high.
100%. Yeah. But if you look at the facts, and you are right, we forget that Kelly Clarkson makes a lot of money. She makes $28 million just from The Voice alone.
Wow.
Imagine if she got what Megyn Kelly got for her talk show, which was $33 million
a year. Insane. $28 million from The Voice.
$14 million per season, 2 seasons a year.
That's so for her. Kelly, give the man $5
million.
Give the
man the $5 million.
Don't deal with this headache. Don't deal. And because also the thing is Kelly's going to continue to make more money. She's obviously beloved and people like want to see her grow and continue. And she obviously has a show. She does all these different things. I think at the end of the day, as you said, Carissa, like, of course it does seem like an astronomical amount of money, but they have children together. And we saw this with Brittany and Kevin. It's not fair for the children to live one way with mom and a completely different way with dad. At the end of the day, lifestyle has been, implemented into these children's lives, and they should be able to have it be consistent across both parents. And unfortunately, if Kelly's the breadwinner, she should be making things even for her children, for her ex-husband. I mean, I know it stings, but...
But let's be real, too. We got to point out one other fact because, and again, I'm not on anybody's side, but this man was her manager from the start, almost. So that man put his life aside to make sure her career was bumping because he thought they were in a partnership. And I think if a woman would have done that for a man, I think the conversation would have been, give her half.
Well, maybe, 100%. This is what he was doing, I think, before they even got together. So, I mean, that was kind of just his business. She was just probably
his biggest
client, right? And so he probably didn't have time to pick up any other clients because he was like working full time for his wife. So you're right. He didn't necessarily maybe put his life aside, but his other avenues of making money was probably very limited considering how much time she probably takes. I mean, Kelly is one of the busiest people in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Look. And let me throw this fact at you. Dr. Dre's wife is right now, as I'm working here for $25 an hour, is asking for $2 million a month. And she ain't got no kids that she's raising. Yeah. All those kids are in college.
Okay, moving on to this one, you guys. Everybody wanted to know what was going to happen to Felicity Huffman after prison. Well, she's working again. She got her first post-prison gig. Felicity served 11 days behind bars in October of last year for her part in the college admissions scandal, and now we've learned that she's going to star in a baseball comedy pilot for ABC. Now, this is the same network where she starred on Desperate Housewives, so obviously they have a good relationship there, but I'm a little surprised out of all the networks, ABC was like, we got you, Felicity.
Not at all.
Go in there.
Not at all.
I agree.
Forget, we live in Los Angeles. Some of those big bosses and those big wigs at ABC have probably done some shady shit like that to get their kids into kindergarten.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the fall for what I did, too.
100%. And by the way,
here, have a comedy show.
100%. She is a G. She took her charge. She said she was guilty.
Yeah.
She put her head down. She did her time. In the hood, that makes her a Don. She's a Don.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I also think with Felicity Huffman, I mean, we talked about this, I feel like, for 5.5 years when all of this was going on.
Yeah.
It was like the Tristan and Chloe saga. I feel like people really like Felicity Huffman. You really felt like she felt badly about making a mistake. She didn't realize, I don't think she fully realized the extent of what she was doing. And as Justin said, she put her head down. She did her charge. It's time to resume life. You know what I mean? She's an actress. She was an actress before. Let her get on with her career. She did all the things she was supposed to do. She fessed up very quickly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree.
It wasn't drawn out for her.
I remember whenever we were going through all this, we all did predict, you know, Felicity is definitely going to be working faster than Lori after this, just by the mere fact of how she handled the whole thing.
100.
Poor Lori.
Lori's going to get that Hallmark movie.
Hallmark?
Yeah.
She's going to come back.
I don't think.
Now,
all the networks now, Hallmark.
Oh.
I don't think
no,
it's going to
No, it will be
Lori
something. It'll involve fraud and Santa Claus.
If Hallmark is letting two men kiss on prime time, they're going to take Lori back. But let me tell you what the difference is going to be. Lori's going to have to do that sit-down interview, that uncomfortable interview with Robin Roberts, and explain why she didn't do the Felicity thing, what was going through her mind to make her not want to take the guilty plea, and what she's learned from this experience. Because Felicity said straight up, yo, I'm guilty, I'm going to do this, I did it, I was wrong.
I'm going to make amends.
No one is asking her those questions. questions. Lori's going to have to do that uncomfortable interview before she can step into a kitty litter commercial. Catherine Heigl.
Oh my God.
Let's get to this one because this one's probably my favorite story of the day. All right, Tara Reid really wants to work with Nicole Kidman. I mean, who doesn't? But so much so that she actually pitched her new role in Nicole's Instagram comments. Tara writes that she's a huge fan, she's producing a movie, and would love for Nicole to read it. She then asks Nicole to follow her back so she can tell her more. This story just makes me laugh so hard because it's like when your mom or your grandma or your aunt gets Instagram for the first time.
Or Kathy Hilton.
It's like, hey, honey, I tried to call you three times and you haven't called me back. Okay, call me later. Love you. By the way, I got pot roast on the oven if you want to come over for dinner.
Follow me back. That is what gets me. Follow me back here. Nicole Kidman is not following you back. Okay? It's Nicole effing Kidman.
Cute. It's like so funny and so cute.
I don't know. You know what? I think this is pretty ballsy. I think it took a lot for Tara Reid to reach out and send that DM. If I was Nicole Kidman,
That wasn't a DM.
That comment.
That was a public comment.
But she sent it. It took some balls. If I was Nicole Kidman, I would at least have my agent's assistant call her back and set up a phone call.
Out of respect.
At least. Out of respect.
You know what?
And you never know. The role might be ballsy.
Oh my gosh.
Sade? Come on.
Even Sean Penn reposted this and, you know, was just getting such a kick out of it. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like cute and funny.
And
maybe
sweet.
It'll work out, you know. Maybe the way to go. You know, I know a lot of people have gotten jobs on television from just blatantly DMing people.
Oh, DMing is how you get everything in life.
Her show started on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's famous because someone said, hey, girl, your Instagram is interesting. This is what Instagram is about.
Too bad it's like gone up in flames now. And like, I can't ever post a photo that's good. But anyway, that back then, that's true. So I'm happy. And I like Tara Reid. You know what? Look, and the thing about Tara Reid is no matter what you think about her, she really is. She keeps going.
Yes,
she does. Keep she keeps going and working. And remember, she came on for Sharknado. Justin interviewed them.
Yes, I remember. I was there too. Yes, that was a good one.
Yep.
Okay, moving on. Up next, you guys, we're going to talk love. Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, are they the new it couple? Plus, Justin Bieber reveals the big reason why he and Hailey are waiting to have children. We've got a lot to say about it, so stick around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with some pop of love, and this is a big one for you guys. Okay, listen to this. Rihanna is off the market. A source confirms to People that she is dating longtime friend ASAP Rocky. This comes after the two were spotted in New York over the weekend having dinner with friends. Mm. What do we think? How do we feel about this as a couple?
So hot. I feel like this has also been going on for so long, right? Like, I know that we're just, like, fully confirming it or whatever. Are we still supposed to say allegedly? Like, how do we even address it? They're hot. They work together. I think it makes sense. And I think it's good when you date a friend after a long period of time. Relationships are always good after you've known somebody for many years.
Justin, why are you saying no?
No, Justine, don't do it. You're going to like them together. Because he liked the billionaire. That's why he liked
boyfriend. No. I do like them together. But any woman who calls herself a savage is going to break your heart when you're ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky is secretly a softie and has been in love with this woman for a very long time.
You say that about every guy.
That's the thing. We're all in love with her. I'm in love with her too.
100%. But let me ask you a question. Do you think these two would be dating if the world was open, if we weren't in a pandemic, if it wasn't the law of proximity, and if he wouldn't offer to bring her food to her house every other day? I just think you should never go down that road with friends during a crisis like we're in now, because the minute those cuffs come off, the minute that vaccine comes, she'll be back in Saint-Tropez with billionaires.
By the way, It's such a nice, I mean, it's such a good time.
I mean, that's hard to turn down. Everybody loves Saint-Tropez with billionaires.
I tell every man right now who's trying to court me, please don't do it. I'm only going to break your heart because the minute
but
I can book.
Sometimes, Justin, you just need to enjoy the ride.
You
and
do.
You never know what will happen.
Not with a friend. Not with a friend. You can't just enjoy the ride and get off the ride.
But you can. You can. And if you do get off the ride and you guys aren't friends, you can still look back and be like, you know what?
It was meant to happen that way. Right.
No, because then you lose the friend.
But the friends are overrated anyway.
Looking at it like that. Like, okay, have you ever not just, like, had a thing where you thought, like, this may work out, this may not? You like, it's not like you're using them. It's just kind of like you have your doubts. And so you go for it, and then you look back, it doesn't work out, and you're like, you know what? It didn't work out, but I still love and respect them, and it is what it is.
Did you lose
Life's about taking risks.
I mean, yes, after you have sex with somebody, it's hard to go back to, like, being...
You see, I'm different than both of you.
I would
rather save my friendships than go down that road for, oh my God, let's take the risk. Let me just ride it. Like, no.
I don't know, but yes and no. Oh. It just depends on the friendship. It just depends. Like, there are some where, like, you absolutely positively know, like, I will never marry you. I will never be anything more than, like, just friends with you. But if there's a possibility, there's a thought, sometimes that's the most beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're friends and you just kind of risk it and go for it and then you fall in love.
I don't need any more bodies in this body count. I am not taking any more randos. Like, it's not happening. I'm not
ruining the friendship. So, Carissa, when he says, I can't find a man, we know it's him. Now we're starting to see that it's actually his doing,
yes.
And that is why there's nobody. It's because he is neurotic and controlling and not letting anyone in over friendship. F friendship.
You, see, you don't even need a therapist when you have Morgan figuring it out for you.
See, we're both here by your side. Yeah. Holding your hand through your friendships.
We're going to talk about this
in the commercial. We're going to stop looking for men for you now.
No,
okay, on to Justin Bieber, who's talking babies with Ellen DeGeneres. Justin said he wants to have as many kids as Hailey is, quote, willing to push out. Then Ellen asked him when that would be happening.
What are y'all waiting for?
At least two or three.
Well, you know you love kids. You're so good with kids.
Thank you for saying that.
What's the holdup?
I think the issue, there's not really an issue, but I think Hailey still has some things she wants to accomplish as a woman, and I think she just wants to, I think she just is not ready yet. I think that's okay.
Yeah, Hailey wants to turn 25.
She's 24.
Hailey wants to turn 25.
In normal life, they're like kind of just now getting out of college. You know, you're starting your career.
But that's the thing about celebrities is that they are so far advanced. Like, Justin Bieber has been in the game since he was 12 years old. So
crazy.
For him, he feels like a 40-year-old man and he wants to move into that moment of life. I do feel bad because sometimes women can't just say, I'm not ready yet. They have to almost put up these, like, false roadblocks. Like, I want to be able to do this, this, and this, and this before I have a baby. Why can't we just say, yo, bro, I need about 5 more years?
You know what? It's so true. I feel like, and you know what? I'm stumbling because what you just said. I feel like women do that. I feel like we're slightly conditioned. If we're in a relationship or we're married and we're not really thinking about having children, we're not ready. We do want to focus on other things. Or guess what? Just want to have fun. We're always kind of having to come up with some sort of excuse, formulate some sort of reasoning. She's not even 25 years old. I think people are so obsessed. I literally have said husband on the show to both of you 5 times. I get a reaction from the audience and from our own producers texting me saying, you said husband. I have a full nervous system inside of my stomach of another human being. Who cares about husband? Like, people are so obsessed with, like, marriage, babies, like that timeline. It's so weird how not progressive we are in that one angle, but everything else in life, we're really making strides. It's just like... But she's 24 years old. She doesn't want to have a kid yet. Get over it.
Right. I think it's just, I mean, I don't fault Ellen for bringing it up. I mean, they've been married 2 years. Kind of typically, like, usually around that time, you at least start, a lot of couples start to talk about it or
Chris
whatever.
Is my mom. Chris is my mother. That's what my mom,
they,
yes.
They start talking about it.
I
mean, and it's like, it is what it is. But I mean, and whether they decide they want to wait 5 years, they want to wait 10 years, whatever, that's to each couple, absolutely. But I mean, Justin is the one who's like saying, like, you know, he wants as many babies as possible. And I totally agree with Hailey, though. Wait until you are ready. Like, I say that to everybody that is like thinking about it. I was like, wait, because your life does change. It's not to say that you can't complete your goals after you have kids. Absolutely not. You, of course, can. But it is more challenging.
But didn't you
And
get...
it is more difficult, and you will have more roadblocks up against you. So if you can, it's best to do it before kids. It's possible.
But didn't you get the vibe that it was a sore subject? Like when he was like, you know, Haley just has some more things to do in her life. Like, it was almost like he is dying to have that first baby, and she just won't give in.
I think,
which a lot of couples do have.
I see. I was thinking of it as Justin trying to be very PC. Like, I just took it as, like, him just saying, like, and it's her body, and if she wants to, she can, and I respect her, and da-da-da-da-da.
Chris,
like, I thought he was just trying to be, like, very, like, make sure he doesn't say the wrong thing.
I think he's also a little monotone, so it seems that way. But I think he is very ready. I think he's very ready.
He ready. Yeah. He like Tiffany Haddish. He ready.
He ready. All right, coming up, could two of Hollywood's biggest stars be getting back together? The relationship update you do not want to miss. And up next, Ryan Seacrest is selling his house, you guys. It's cheap, like $85 million. See inside his insane.
He worked here too, right?
Back.
He worked here for a long time.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Time for your Hollywood Minute, where we give you the latest Hollywood headlines in 60 seconds. Let's start the clock. Here we go. If you want to live like Ryan Seacrest, this is your chance. Ryan is selling his Beverly Hills home. You got to see this place. The views, amazing. The interior, stunning. Asking price, simple $85 million. That's all you need, and it's yours. The Voice had its first live show of season 19 last night, and the stars showed up in style. There was a drive-through red carpet. The coach is all rolled up in classic cars right here on Universal Studios lot. And then now on to Machine Gun Kelly, who says his girlfriend Megan Fox helps him stop taking drugs. Talking with his pal Dave Franco for Interview Magazine, MGK says Megan helps him get out of his head and put things into perspective. He also says his drug of choice is, quote, happiness and commitment to the art. And finally, there's a royal thief in Buckingham Palace. An employee has admitted to stealing items from Queen Elizabeth and then selling them on eBay. That's crazy. Queen Elizabeth has not been to Buckingham Palace since March due to COVID-19. She's been at other castles. The alleged thief pleaded guilty to 3 counts of theft. Morgan, I have to ask, if you could steal anything from the Queen, what would it be?
First of all, I feel like there's like a security breach at that castle all the time. People are always breaking up. Probably a crown.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you steal from the queen? I would steal cash or a crown. Like, I don't need anything else. Do you know what I mean?
But we all do need a crown like that just to walk around in. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wait.
All right, you guys. Spoiler alert here. Not everything you see on television is real. Okay.
Ridiculous.
So when it comes to the crown, some people think the show needs a disclaimer to make sure that you know that it's very clear that it's a TV show and not real, even including Helena Bonham Carter. So this all started when Britain's culture secretary told the Mail on Sunday that he wants a health warning added to the show, explaining that the Netflix drama is fiction. He's reportedly worried that some of the unflattering scenes will do damage to the royal family. Now, Helena, who plays Princess Margaret, says the show has a moral responsibility to remind viewers that they are not watching a documentary.
Boo, if the viewer thinks he's watching a documentary, then the viewer needs to go and get his health checked. Okay?
I think people can be confused.
A lot of people look at the crown for historical reference. I believe that we've talked about that on this show.
Many
specifically.
Times.
that we're like, we've learned this from the crown. Remember when this happened and that happened? I think a lot of people are really feeling like they're getting an inside look of the history of the royal family.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I agree. Because it's a lot of it.
I mean, and that's the thing. If they don't want people to think that, then they shouldn't have based it so close on what really happened.
For sure.
So I think there probably should be some sort of warning label. And I'm a huge fan, obviously, as you guys know. And I think it is, you do go into that show thinking, okay, and then leaving thinking, oh, what happened? It does, you form opinions about the royals.
100%.
There are episodes that you really don't like the queen. Like, I think there should be some sort of label at the beginning just to remind people you're not watching Full Truth. This is not exactly what happened.
So look, I haven't been watching from the beginning. I started season four because you guys told me. I was like, you need to watch this. And I even found myself knowing that it's a fiction show, and I tell myself it's exactly right. But when you leave, I'm like, man, Elizabeth was really mean to her sister. I mean,
yeah.
Did they really talk like that? And then I look at the queen differently. I feel like I have this inside info on how she like communicated with her family in the past.
100%.
And her husband, and I'm like not really liking him at all.
No.
All these things, and it is kind of making me think differently, whether I like it or not. I mean, I'm not. It's like one of those things you can keep telling yourself the truth, but for some reason I keep losing myself.
100%.
Yeah,
I don't need them to tell me at the top of the show. What I do need them to do though is when they do something historical, can you put a QR code at the bottom so I can scan it and go to the article that explains what really happened? That's all I need from you, Netflix.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Because I'm always Googling in the middle of the episode. That's so smart.
That's all I need.
Really smart. Because actually, we found me and Shannon were doing that. We're like, let's look this up. Did that really happen? Because I'm curious.
But you can't watch it Undoing? I don't understand it.
By the way,
two Hollywood icons are filling us in on their dating status. Our all-new interview. Plus, Millie Bobby Brown breaks down why one fan encounter has her feeling disrespected and overwhelmed.
Yikes.
Oof.
Santa Claus coming to town.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Two kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I have to say, that was one of my favorite sing-alongs ever. But I love that everybody came in there like Christmas chic, like ready to go to church and sing a song. And Chloe and Halle came like they were going to the club.
Crop top.
Loved
yes.
it. Yes.
They were like surrounded by snow and they were just like, but here's my belly.
It's appropriate for them though. They're so hot and young. Why not? I love it.
Yeah, that's true. And there was in their backyard that they created in Los Angeles. So you know what?
I think it's LA.
Anyways,
I live for it.
Those were just some of the highlights from the Disney sing-along on ABC last night. It was really cute. Chase loved it. Kermit and Miss Piggy were also there, and I got to sit down with the duo who filled me in on life after their hard breakup and if they're ever going to get back together again.
Dining with the one and only Kermit and Miss Piggy. Oh my gosh, you guys, how are you doing? This quarantine, how are you guys holding up? Kermit?
Oh, we're hanging in there, Carissa. You know, we get on chats all the time. We hang out, you know, via video chat quite a bit. The Muppets do.
Thank goodness for online shopping.
Oh, you two are so famous.
Let's talk about how famous I am. I love this topic.
Is there anyone that you ever get starstruck by?
Barbara Streisand nearly ran me over.
I don't think that's not what Carissa means. No, not struck by a star. It's a different thing.
Kermit and Miss Piggy were surrounded by stars last night for the Disney Holiday Sing-Along on ABC. And the duo got the party started with a little vocal warm-up.
How does a warm-up sound? Give me an example. What does it sound like?
It sounds like me singing Santa Baby, and then maybe with a little Jingle Bells and Deck the Halls.
No, maybe that's your pre-warm-up on your own in your dressing room. But when you come out and you're on set, we're going to just do a little, you know, vocal warm-up, get the country ready. And we're going to do a little do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, no. Kind of like that.
Sure.
Yep.
Are either of you guys dating right now?
No, I mean, you know, kind of the way things are right now, it's not really conducive to dating, you know?
Miss Piggy, what are we looking for in a man?
Oh, I mean, besides, you know, the regular good looks, you know, takes you out to nice dinners and probably probably good looks and takes you out to nice dinners. No, camaraderie. That is what it is all about, right?
And there's no chance of reconciliation between you guys?
Well, Gianna,
well, that depends on what reconciliation means.
That means taking steps to make amends, I suppose. That's what you'd say.
Yeah, well, I know one person who could do that. Kermit.
I kind of think it takes two, but...
Maybe separate is better. What message would you like to give your fans this holiday season? It's been kind of a rough year for everybody. Is there anything you'd like to tell them?
Just hang in there, okay?
Hang in there, yeah, that's great.
Things are going to get better, okay? Next year's not going to be the same as this year.
Oh my gosh, they're so fun.
The tension, boo, the tension.
There is a lot of tension between them. I just, you know, I had to just cut it and just say, maybe we're better separate.
She's such a legend, though.
She is a legend. Miss Piggy and Kermit, thank you guys for talking with us. All right, Millie Bobby Brown was in tears after a fan encounter. So the Stranger Things star shared the emotional video after being followed by someone with a camera while shopping. Watch.
It just makes me upset when people try and push the boundary. And I just wish people were more respectful. Still trying to navigate this all, and it's still overwhelming. I will take a picture with you, but when you push the boundary and you try and fight me on it, where are my rights?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I feel for her so much.
People are nuts.
First of all, I think sometimes people forget that celebrities are real people. And like I tell my friends, before you walk up to Andy Cohen, you might not get Watch What Happens Live Andy Cohen or Chelsea Lately Handler.
Right.
You got to be really careful because you never know what those people are going through
right.
or what their day is like.
Also, and they're not expected to be on all the time either. Like,
100%.
You know what I mean?
I think it is like that constant, is she or he the same as I see on television? And it's like, yes, but at the same time, they're all real humans. I mean, and a part of like the love of like Andy Cohen or Chelsea Lately or Millie Bobby Brown is, yes, they're like really fun and they're really beautiful. And especially Millie, she's got this great personality, but also the girl deserves to put her head down and go Christmas shopping. You know,
alone.
Like let the girl like focus and decide if she wants to buy this dress or that dress. Like you don't want people breathing down you all the time. And I think about that with the Kardashians because I mean, I know it happens to a lot of celebrities, but even the Kardashians alone, they literally can't, to live in a life where you literally can't itch your nose in public because you're scared someone's gonna like make a gif out of it and create this like booger picking
but they
gif
like
of you.
It and they asked for it and they created that life for themselves and they run businesses off of it. So for them, it's a little bit different. I think for her, being so young and also being in a pandemic and knowing that because this person crossed the line and you had to check them, they're going to get to tell their story. They're going to get to post a video and they're going to get to lie and say you were aggressive or you were mean. This happened to me recently, like a few months ago. Mm. Some girl came up to us, was in my personal space during a pandemic and was upset because I asked her to stay at least 6 feet away. Mm. But the story she told to the world was totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to apologize for wanting my space during a pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to come here and you want to party with us, that's totally fine. Please stay at that table over there, man, because I don't know who the hell you are.
Right.
100%. Right. Yeah. And it's also, I think at the end of the day, she is 16 years old. Give the girl a break. I mean, these people who you love and see on television every day, that's their job. They're in a zone doing that. They're not in that zone walking around every single day. So just, you know, act cool. Be chill.
And it's unfortunate because I do think majority of fans do have that understanding. It's just the small few that for some reason don't get it.
It's always that one that's a little lit and you can always tell because the red wine stains are on you're those like, teeth and you're like, damn.
How much have you had to drink? Okay, back up there. All right, up next, Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone's 2020 survival tips. Here is a hint. It involves a lot of wigs.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Plus, we're getting in the holiday spirit with a game of Celebratrees. I swear it's all going to make sense when we come back. Well, it's the holiday season, and you know the stars are getting into the holiday spirit, so it is time to test our knowledge of celebrities and their Christmas trees with a game calling it Guess the Celebrity Trees. Oh, I've been off social a lot lately. I think I might fail this one. Okay, first up, this pink tree belongs to a High School Musical alum. Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Tisdale, Monique Coleman, Zac Efron, I mean.
I'm gonna go Vanessa Hudgens. I feel like Ashley Tisdale got some time now that she's pregnant. She would wanna make it a little more festive.
I'm going Ashley Tisdale, though. I think that pink looks Ashley-ish.
I'm going Vanessa because I don't care. Vanessa. Vanessa. It's Vanessa.
Ashley Tisdale.
Yay, I got one. Woo! Okay, so the next tree belongs to one of our favorite supermodels. Is it Bella, Kendall, Emily, or Gigi?
Okay, so that looks like a New York apartment.
Right,
it's Gigi. Kendall's house.
And I'm gonna say Emily Ratajkowski.
I'm gonna go Bella. Bella on this one.
Oh, I'm right. I love this game.
All of a sudden, she's down to play. Okay,
see?
You probably own one of this celebrity's cookbooks. Oh, well, this is Martha, Chrissy, Rachel, or Gwyneth. Well, not, does Gwyneth have a cookbook? I don't even know.
Chrissy's house is
that
a
looks
bit
like
newer.
A Martha.
I'm going with Martha. It's Martha.
It's Martha. Rachel Ray.
It's Martha.
The answer
is... Oh, it might be Rachel.
Oh, this person modeled in college.
Oh Martha.
Two for me. Who's keeping score?
Yeah.
Okay, the Real Housewives of New York alum got Princess Diana to be one of her clients. Ooh, is it Bethany, Dorinda, Sonia, or Tinsley?
I don't think Diana was around for Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what Dorinda did. Tinsley.
I'm going to do Sonia.
I'm going to do Sonia Martin.
Sonia.
Sonia as well.
But did she have a brand of any kind?
Oh, no, that's Dorinda.
Dorinda.
What was Dorinda doing?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll Google it.
On that. Okay, sticking with Housewives, this one loves leopard print decor. Oh, okay. Is this Kyle,
all of them?
Lisa, or Erica?
All
oh, Rena.
Them.
Rena loves a leopard, doesn't she?
I'm gonna go with
I'm gonna go with Rena too.
The answer is
she put that in her husband's office.
You're like, you know exactly where that's at in the house. All right, up next, our sitcom So Over, a Fresh Prince star thinks so, and we have some thoughts about the subject. We'll be right back.
Yes.
You know what gets Melissa McCarthy really excited? It's bringing the laughs in her new movie with her husband, but also wearing wigs around her house.
I'll tell you, 2020 has been a pickle of a year, and that's about the nicest way I can put it.
Melissa McCarthy does have a secret to surviving 2020. It involves a little dancing and a lot of wigs with her husband, Ben Falcone.
We listen to a lot of music together. We have a lot of dumb dance parties together. You know,
there may be wigs scattered in and about. Why not?
Around the house.
There she is.
There's been one upside of this terrible time around the world. It has been that, you know, we've got to spend a lot of time together as a family, which is really important to me.
Of course, Melissa and Ben know how to keep things funny. And now they're bringing us a new movie, Super Intelligence, which comes with a feel-good message.
You sent an email to James Corden claiming to be the president of Corden's Wardens.
That was a tough night for me. Oh, boy.
I thought, yes, it's really funny. I said, but I thought the bigger message when everything is so big, so negative, so full of hate, I do think that love is stronger. I think there's more good than evil.
Your body. I'm just getting a little bit panicky because I can't access my own hands.
I can't wait to see that. Super Intelligence is out now on HBO Max. The movie also inspired Melissa and Ben to set up the 20 Days of Kindness campaign, where they're donating $20,000 to 20 different charities over 20 days.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see that movie. Okay, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star Alfonso Ribeiro believes sitcoms, as we've known them, are dead. He tells The Hollywood Reporter that his show and shows like Friends, which were taped in front of a live studio audience, are almost non-existent because actors these days struggle to give a good performance in front of a crowd. Alfonso says the stars are, quote, deathly afraid, and joked performers have gotten it worse. Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys think the sitcom is done?
That's like kind of almost... What?
No, go right ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, he can't speak for all actors right now who potentially could be on a sitcom with an audience. Maybe some people thrive off an audience.
There's not that many around anymore. There's like only one or two. And yeah, I think it's because it's hard. It's like a real art form. Have you guys ever been to a taping of Will and Grace?
Not Will and Grace, but I've been to the like Full House.
I will never in my life, like, people who say Friends actors make too much money, I will never say that, because what they do and how they do it, they do a scene, they cut, they go back, they rewrite it, they meet with the actors, they give them the new scene, they go back in, they redo it again, and it's all based on audience participation. And to do that, knowing that you have to hit marks and cues and there's four cameras and you gotta know which ones to face, it's a whole situation. And I think people, stars these days, are not able to do that.
Really? I mean, I think it's that. I think it's. I don't know. I feel like you would kind of build off the energy of a studio audience.
I think I
that
agree.
Would like give you more energy. Although, you know, you do still have to always play to the camera because you're more interested in like the 45 million possible people that might be watching it than the 45 people in your audience. But I still think it's kind of fun. I don't want them to be done.
But what if you get no laughs?
Do you, that'll they bring, all that'll have bring the you fake down. Laugh tracks.
Mm-mm, they don't use
they
them.
Just, brr,
brr, they don't use brr. Them in Willie Grace.
No, I heard him. Okay, up next, Kate Middleton is getting called out for her style. Did she just make a major fashion mistake? Plus, we're getting into some Tuesday trends. It's all after the break. Kate Middleton is a style icon, and she does things her own way. She recently re-wore her purple Gucci blouse from last year. Mm-hmm. Fans were very quick to point out that both times she wore it, it was backwards. I love that. She wore the buttons in the front, but the Gucci model shows with the buttons in the back. Do you think that was an accident?
This is groundbreaking. I mean, thank God we talked about this today on today's show, because I wasn't going to be okay unless we did. It's a pussy bow shirt. You can do this either way. I like it. I'm all about it. Flip your shirt however you want to wear it. It looks very chic from the front
and
the back.
That's so funny. We had a stylist that I used to work with that used to make me do this kind of stuff all the time, and I'd always be like, you're crazy. I'm not going to wear this backwards. And she's like, trust me. And then I'd put it on. I'm like, okay, this does look cooler.
Oh, could you imagine, Justine?
If I pay $1,500 for a shirt, I'm going to wear it up, down, left, right, backwards, forwards. I'm going to wear it everywhere I can, okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I actually like how she wears it with the buttons in the front. I think that's
super
cuter.
Cute.
Okay, it's time for some Tuesday trends. We have all been living in loungewear this year, so celebrities are doing the same. Kourtney Kardashian, Ashley Graham, Dariq Kimsley have all sported the comfy look with neutral tones this fall. Try it or trash it. Try it all day, every
try
day,
it.
Any day.
Try
all
it.
Day. All right, next one is Kourtney is also rocking our next trend, slouchy boots. We have Olivia Culpo, Gabrielle Union.
Try it all day, every day.
These come every year.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
They're the
That's
best.
That's it for us, you guys. Hope you had a fun day. Tomorrow's going to be even more fun. We've got Keke Palmer in the house. Find out why she says 2020 is actually the best year of your life. You can check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11 and join us for Daily Pop every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on E! If you set your DVRs, you won't forget us and you won't miss us. Mm-hmm. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Bye. Cheers.